IDC Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
It's Jose, Zachary Stuckey.
Oh, yeah. How may I help you today?
I'm calling about the matter of yesterday. Can you tell me what's going on?
Well, no, like I mentioned the last time, it is handled with from upper management. I do not handle that issue anymore.
I asked you to have them call me. They're investigating something. I want to know what's going on. I asked you to have them call me. I don't care what they explain to you. You're violating my rights again. And that's why I'm on this phone again today, because this continues to go on. All right? They stopped my services, right? I don't got my health giver in place, right? So they illegally stopped my services. Once again, they're violating my civil rights. So I need to know who you're speaking to and what they're doing about this matter here, or what do they think they're doing.
Absolutely. Actually, like I said, I request them to call you, but I mean, I don't have full information because I don't handle that. It's upper management. I request them to call you.
Okay. They better call me. Mr. Jose, let me say it to you again. This health care has continued to violate my HIPAA law over and over, my civil rights. Now, this has been a long time coming. I mentioned that to you yesterday, the very first time I spoke to you, the very first time I explained to you that I was having some issues here. These people cannot do what they, who do they think they are? They can come in and stop my service and don't let me know what's going on here. And then they lie about, so someone clocking the same. It's a lie, man. So they better call me. And let me say something to you, Mr. Jose. Before you got whatever information you got, I was already going public. I want to make you aware of it. I swear on my mother's grave.
Oh, yeah, sir. I mean, you mentioned that to me yesterday.
Excuse me. It includes everyone. Because this is a violation of my rights again, period. No, I want you to understand me. I was going public before I spoke anything I spoke to you about yesterday. So it was already in my measure to go public about these issues with long-term living. Understand? It was already in the portfolio to go against them legally about what they've been doing. So what they're doing today, they're still adding up against the problems that they know they have. Now, you explained, you requested to them to call me. They better call me because I will put their asses on national TV, my friend, because they are violating my HIPAA law over and over. Who the hell these people think they are when I need my caregiver? You understand me today, sir? So you advise them, they better call me as soon as possible. Before I start Facebook and a FaceTime in this situation today. And I mean it, sir. No disrespect to you. No disrespect to anybody. But this insurance continues to violate my disability, sir. You understand? Don't have me falling in my house when no one's not here to do it. Don't have me falling. Now, my condition is off balance. Don't have me falling in my home and no one's not here to help me out. You understand? You're going to have a bigger problem. So they need to get to me as soon as possible about this issue here. You know, they're a bunch of liars from the beginning. They've been violating my rights, sending people into my home who's not associated to the insurance. They want me to go public. You better explain to them what I explained to you. Now, this matter is new with you, with this agency. You know, I'm with this agency because all the other BSA, the agencies were giving me BS. You understand? They've been giving me BS a long time. Well, let people continue to get BS here. I'm going to win legally because I'm going to explore the fact and put everything on national radio and TV as a disabled individual. And I mean it today, sir. No anger, no animosity towards anybody. I want what's right, and don't violate my civil rights. But they continue. And then they say, who do they think they are, sir? You're violating my rights here. They know I need my caregivers in place. You understand? You're violating my rights here. Don't have me fall in my home and I have no one here to help and to attend me. You understand me today? That's the bottom line. So they better be aware of what they're doing. And they're aware of it. They're aware of it. But they continue. Now, they violated already today alone. My hours already. They interrupted it. That's the bottom line. I want to make sure that you're comfortable with what I'm saying. As far as I know, you had no involvement with this matter ever since 2020. I'll make sure you understand me when I put my things in place with my attorney general. You had no involvement with this because you can tell how many years you've been with me with this agency, or I've been with this agency, or how long you've been in place as the person you are in place there. I want you to know something today. You're dealing with somebody who's very political and who understands a lot of things. I comprehend and read very well. Understand? I'm disabled with my spine, but not mentally. Understand? So these people continue. They can't do what they think. And then the thing about it, they might know already the times that they stop my services. They want me on national TV, my friend. I'm going to give it to them legally. I mean it today. Because I'm fed up with them legally here. You know, I'm fed up with them. Who do these people think they are? They're supposed to be take care of my insurance and my health. They don't violate they don't be criminal to me against the disability they know I have. I make my point clear here. They don't be criminal to me against the disability that they know that I have. So anything this insurance know about my disability, they have the paperwork of it. So all these people who are in place, I will put them on national records. I don't care who they are. I'm not afraid. I don't care who they are because they're wrong for what they've been doing, and they've been doing it many years here, many years. So I want you to understand something one more time. This is not nothing new. It may be some of the issues may be new to what I'm saying to you today and yesterday, but you don't know what's been going on with this situation. So I've already been planning to publicize this goddamn insurance. But they're full of BS. It's a good day. They need to get to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Totally.